The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
There was one other Michigan football note I forgot to mention as we welcome you back here inside our Ann Arbor studios on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. Gabe Newberg, a three-year member of the Michigan football program, has elected to medically retire and his college career. MLive reported this, and Dave Abeloff confirmed it for MLive. So, Gabe never really had an opportunity to get too much time on the field as he was, you know, there are injury issues, but also just trying to, you know, battle through depth chart and whatnot. And so he gives him an opportunity. You medically retire, but you know what that means? It means you get to stay in Ann Arbor and stay on academic scholarship and get your degree. And depending upon his interests, I have not followed this, followed up beyond this, but maybe, you know, depending upon what his interests are, could stick around the team. There are student opportunities. You can, you know, student coach, student manager, different things that the players can do when they do go into the decide to medically retire. But that was an actual piece of news, not necessarily impactful on no real impact on the depth chart and the conversations about who's going to play different positions, that kind of thing. It has no real impact, but it is still a piece of news from the Michigan football program that came over the weekend. Amongst a part, obviously, which was what turned out to be a very interesting and wild weekend in Ann Arbor and beyond. Of course, started on Friday afternoon when Mel Pearson was dismissed as the Michigan hockey coach. It continued yesterday when Brandon Nerado was announced as the interim head coach for the Michigan hockey program, which we're going to talk about that, obviously, with Scott Bell coming up in about 10 minutes when he joins us here for his weekly visit. But just a great weekend athletically for Michigan Athletics, because it was the first Maize and Blue activity on the calendar. It was a 1-0 win by the Michigan women's soccer team. It was an exhibition game against Bowling Green on Saturday night. We were on the way, Grace and I were driving the game, and maybe it's only a 10-minute drive anyway. We're maybe halfway there, and unsolicited, Grace was just sitting in the back seat quietly, and all of a sudden she goes, "I am so excited." And we were. I was really excited to get back to a game, to get back to competition, you know, to get back to seeing teams play. Now, again, exhibition game yesterday, Saturday, and an exhibition game coming up this coming Saturday for the women before they get their season started in earnest. But at the same time, you know, it's still, she wasn't wrong. It was exciting to get out there, seeing friends, right? Our event staff friends that are out there, and the staffers for Michigan Athletics, Scott, who does a great job as the SID for women's soccer. It's great to see him and everybody else. Coach Jen Klein saw Gracie in the stands and gave her a big wave, and the team played great. Bowling Green is a solid squad. Michigan, of course, as the preseason number 9 team in the country, has some expectations on them. Did not play everybody in the game as it was, but they played 3 30-minute periods instead of 2 45-minute halves because of the weather, because it was an exhibition game. They played 3 or 4 of their goalkeepers. I saw multiple subs. I just lost track. But they went through and rolled through a different goalkeepers just to get your, get some practice in. And they got really good practice at protecting a lead against a team that was pressing really hard and, you know, pushing forward. Because Danny Wolf had a great goal, and then the team had to hold on to the lead. And they did a really good job. Good experience for them on Saturday night. And I want to tell you, the fans that were there, if you were listening, you know, you were there. If you were there, you saw it. It was a great crowd. Exhibition crowd. Really solid crowd at UM Soccer Stadium on Saturday night for the first of the athletic competitions to get underway here in Ann Arbor. Now, it was not even an official contest yet, right? It was just an exhibition game. They have another one, as I mentioned, coming up on Saturday at noon against Virginia. Another really good team coming to town. Good quality exhibition contest for the Maize and Blue. And right around the corner, we're on the heels. You got field hockey coming up, men's soccer coming up, volleyball coming up all this month. So pretty exciting that this is getting underway this month. And then, of course, next month, you've got football, cross country, and I'm probably missing one or two. But the Maize and Blue calendar is right around the corner. And it'll be really fun to really spend that much more time on campus. As that's the thing that I miss about the summertime, right? You know, there's other things going on, and I'm very busy in the summer, and I enjoy summer, you know, going to see music or, you know, spending time with the family, going to play golf, going to the pool, all the different things that we can do, going on trips. It's all fun. I love the summer. But when the kids are back on campus and practices are rolling, games get underway really soon. You know what's coming up really soon, Anthony? Band week. There may not be anything more fun in Ann Arbor, in just randomly fun, I should say, in Ann Arbor in August than driving the windows down and you hear the band as you drive on the South Campus. You start to hear the sounds of the band. Oh, it's great. We drive Grace by there. Sometimes you get out, you actually watch for a little while. That's when you know you're really close. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Band week's coming up in a couple of weeks. That's going to be really fun. All good things come to those who wait, and we have waited through for most of the summer now, and now we are 26 days away until the start of the Michigan football season. We will talk a little Michigan football with the mayor of Michigan Twitter, Scott Bell, on the other side of the break, but mainly we are, of course, going to talk Michigan hockey, because the news of the weekend around here was the dismissal of Mel Pearson as head hockey coach on Friday, and then the promotion of Brandon Nerado to interim hockey coach for Michigan yesterday. And one of the things that I said earlier this morning, and I don't know if this is something that they've talked about with the coaches, if this is even a conversation on campus. I know this is a conversation amongst Michigan fans. But whoever becomes the next Michigan head hockey coach, not interim, but head coach, whether it's Brandon and he's promoted or they have a national search in the spring, whoever becomes the next full head coach for Michigan hockey, in my opinion, needs to embrace becoming the first Michigan men's hockey coach, because they will embrace the arrival of women's hockey on campus as a varsity sport. It's still not here. I don't know if it's even in discussions yet, but it should be. And it's way too long as it is. Women's hockey should be coming as well. So I don't know if that's even a conversation you have with your men's hockey coach. But the title is, he's, you know, the Michigan ice hockey coach, the Michigan hockey coach, right? You want that to change to men's hockey coach because you've added women's ice hockey. At least we do here on this show. I know Miz and I talked about it a fair amount on and off the air. So that's just an extra thing, an extra layer of this conversation. Right now, it's just a matter of moving the hockey program forward, getting ready for the 2022-2023 season. We will talk with Scott Bell how we got here, the PR of the whole thing, and where things go. We'll get to the mayor of Michigan Twitter, Scott Bell, next here, the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.